the Kirk Shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit noblegoldinvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the Shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. noblegoldinvestments.com. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com, code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
On May 28, 2021, Kemp Communications, Inc., licensee of KMZQ 670 kHz, Las Vegas, Nevada, filed an application for renewal of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information of how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search for KMZQ's public file.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Pressure is mounting on the Biden administration to evacuate Afghans who supported U.S. military operations during two decades of war in the troubled country.
Lawmakers from both parties are urging the administration to consider temporarily relocating Afghans who worked for American or NATO forces to a safe overseas location while their U.S. visas are processed. The White House hasn't agreed to such a move, but spokeswoman Jen Psaki says,
"We are processing and getting people out at a record pace."
U.S. and NATO military forces are facing a September 11th deadline to leave Afghanistan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Supreme Court ruled a public school in Pennsylvania wrongly suspended a cheerleader over a vulgar social media post.
The ruling was 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy. She did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented.
"I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point."
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment right. But the justices did not rule out schools from disciplining students for what they say off campus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Russian military says one of its warships in the Black Sea fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs. From aboard the HMS Defender, BBC correspondent Jonathan Beale reports.
"They have warned the ship not to go into Crimean territorial waters, claiming that they are Russian waters. Of course, Russia annexed Crimea. But the warship went through that transit point, that international recognized trade route, and is now on its way, as they say, to Georgia."
Britain denies the account and insists its ship wasn't fired upon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 71 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hounds and hounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Sweetie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's 304. This is your KMCQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, as COVID-19 restrictions loosened and Las Vegas reopens, Nevada added some 10,000 jobs last month. About 7.8% of the Silver State's workforce was jobless in May. That's down from 8% in April, but far better than last May's unemployment rate of some 24% because of the COVID-19 shutdown for 78 days. After a second visit to the Vegas Valley, Oakland A's officials have actually added to their list of possible sites for Major League Baseball Park. That's right. In addition, I'm answering phones too, by the way. But far. A's owner John Fisher and team president Dave Cavall toured more sites, and they will visit this week. Team officials say they have a third trip to Las Vegas, which is planned for July 5th. Well, the Golden Knights didn't have any answers for the Canadiens last night. Las Vegas was ready to move one step closer to playing for a Stanley Cup for the second time in their four-year history. Not to be. They lost to Montreal 4-1. And now trail 3-2 in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is tomorrow in Montreal.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we do have some slow flows on the downtown freeways, 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at Main Street. That is causing some backups on that transition ramp, those leaving Interstate 15 northbound merging over to 515 east.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Hump Day for Wednesday, June 23rd. Good to have you with us. A big, big day The Supreme Court was active today and said that cheerleaders can drop F-bombs on Snapchat. Don't ask me why they got involved, but they did, and they sided with the cheerleader, so she is scot-free on this thing. We had the president talking about crime, which is running rampant in our cities. And and we found out that Kamala Harris is going to our southern border on Friday, just a couple of days away. T.W. Shannon joins us. He is the CEO of CCB Bank. He's the former Oklahoma Speaker of the House, and he is a Republican National Committee surrogate. And joins us. T.W., how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be with you.
This was just I didn't know what to expect when the president spoke about 2:30 Pacific time. But I got to tell you, I was underwhelmed by the speech as a whole. What about for you?
Well, you know, I think Donald Trump did what he always does. He's got a real pulse on where the American people are, and I think he hit the nail on the head when people are concerned about crime in our major cities. I mean, you know, last summer, the DNC and liberal elected officials, I think, really conspired for one mission, and that was Operation Misery, to make everybody in this country miserable by not allowing police to do what they do. And that's why we see crime rates surging across the country, from Atlanta to Portland to New York. Crime is up, homicides are up, shootings are up, and it's because of the leadership of Joe Biden. You know, elections have consequences as well as policy, and rhetoric has consequences. And we're living with the consequences of you know, liberals running our cities for a very long time. And I'm hopeful that conservatives will wake up and average everyday Americans will wake up and say enough is enough. The first order of government is to keep people protected, and they failed at it.
I want to ask you, T.W., because this is important. The president more than once mentioned that the government, as a part of this initiative, was going to be sending more money to the states and to local municipalities relative to beefing up police. Doesn't that run contrary to what we've been hearing from progressives on the Democrat side relative to defunding police? One group of Democrats is saying defund. The president says we're sending more.
Absolutely. You know, I remember Joe Biden himself saying very clearly that we should absolutely redirect funds away from the police, and that's called defund and abolish the police. That's what they're against. They're anti-law enforcement. And unfortunately, you know, we have Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta, who said officials must heed calls to decrease police budgets and the scope, role, and responsibility of police in our lives. So the blood is on the hands of the DNC and this administration. Even Vice President Harris has helped raise bail money for violent protesters in Minnesota. And I guess maybe she thinks we've forgotten about that. That's why she hadn't gone to the border. But I remember when those Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa, when they were burning down cities this summer in Minnesota, it was Harris and her team that raised money to bail the looters out. And I don't think the American people are going to forget that.
Where are the American people? And again, polling can be all over the place, but I'm curious if you've seen any polling relative to, you know, does America want to be safer? Does America want to, you know, be able to travel in their car without being shot by gangbangers? I mean, where are the American people on this?
Well, listen, there's a reason that we have a immigration problem in this country. The reason is because people want to come and live in a place that's governed by the rule of law, not the rule of man. We are not historically, the United States of America, we're not run by cartels. That's not who we are. But unfortunately, in some of these liberal cities that have, you know, mayors that are promoting this Marxist agenda, we see crime up. Atlanta, homicides are up 58%. Shootings are up 40%. In Portland, homicides are up 533% year over year, and shootings are up 126%. And the list goes on. New York is out of control. Los Angeles is on fire. Chicago. And unfortunately, these liberal mayors have done nothing to protect their cities. And here's the ironic part about it. You know who's suffering the most? People of color. People that live in these communities of color. You know, the Democrats like to pretend that they are the savior of African Americans, brown and black people. But the reality is their policies have created a lot of the challenges that we have, including this idea of, you know, going after the Second Amendment. Nearly all of the cities that I mentioned, you know, they've banned handguns. Chicago's a great example where, you know, they have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, but we see more gun violence there each and every day, including the couple that so many of us witnessed that the mainstream media won't even talk about, the Puerto Rican couple that lost their lives to, you know, a mob. It's a sad state of affairs, and that's why we need to return to the America First agenda. Donald Trump certainly had it right during his 4 years, where law and order must rule the day. We can debate things, but we have to have law and order in order to even have those debates.
Again, T.W. Shannon joining us, the CEO of CCB Bank, former Oklahoma Speaker of the House. He is a surrogate for the Republican National Committee. A lot of people, even on the left, were surprised at the timing of this speech. Between an 8-day trip to Europe and getting swatted down on HR1 yesterday, all of a sudden you're trying to put all this together and get everything done before the 4th of July break. Were you surprised at the timing of this crime speech, this major policy speech?
I wasn't. I mean, the Biden administration has been, you know, really hadn't met very many marks that it set out before. I think a lot of what you're seeing is a distraction from the reality that, you know, Joe Biden laid out first he said that, you know, there was no way that a vaccine could be established by the end of 2020, but because of Donald Trump, it happened. But then even after he became president, it was President Joe Biden who was going around proclaiming that by July 4th, we were going to reach certain numbers and certain goals as far as vaccinations. That's not going to happen. We see inflation across the country. Look, I'm a banker. I was talking with a builder today. Lumber prices. You can't get iron. You can't get steel into the country. And it's because of the Joe Biden policy of America last. And unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I still believe in the power of America. I think Americans are going to wake up and say, enough is enough. I mean, we've only had less than a year of these outrageous, you know, Marxist policies. It's destroying our inner cities, and unfortunately, we're paying a very, very big price, and it's our kids and grandkids who are going to actually fit the bill for all of it.
T.W., I know Oklahoma is a long way from Nevada, but I'm curious, how is the banking business in Oklahoma, and has the recovery come all the way back for you folks in Oklahoma?
Well, we've certainly fared better. You know, Oklahoma is a conservative state, and when you look across the country, Republican governors have done a much better job than their liberal counterparts who have, you know, fought for really totalitarian shutdowns. It was Republican governors who led the way, and I think, you know, people are recognizing that there's a big difference about who you put in the mansion of your state. The worldview matters. Either you see government as the problem or you see government as the solution. And what we know is very clearly here in Oklahoma, the economy is rebounding. But we're very blessed that we had 4 years of Donald Trump, frankly, where we, you know, experienced tax cuts that allowed the economy, even during a pandemic, to survive. And so we're seeing a rebound, but unfortunately, the loose, you know, fiscal policy of Washington, D.C. has flooded the market with so much capital that unfortunately we're seeing out-of-control inflation. And I know that many are trying to pronounce it as just temporary, but I got to tell you, as a banker, I'm very, very concerned that long-term inflation, you know, it's the hidden tax. And as we mentioned before, frankly, it's really the entry level person, it's the poor who are most affected by runaway inflation, and we're seeing it happen right before our eyes.
T.W., in our final couple of minutes, want to talk about something that was breaking news today. Kamala Harris is headed to our southwest border with Mexico. Will be there Friday. Don't know how long she'll spend. Don't know who she'll talk to. Are you surprised it took 91, 92 days for Kamala Harris, who was the point person on the immigration, the Biden border crisis, as I like to call it. Are you surprised it took this long for her to get there?
Well, on one hand, I am, because it's outrageous that we would wait 91 days where we have an absolute you know, humanitarian, and frankly, a national security crisis at our southern border. And we can't get, you know, any officials from the Biden administration, the president nor the vice president, to actually make an appearance. And so the fact that he handed it off to the vice president, you know, frankly, I was offended by that. I think Joe Biden should be going down to the border. But the fact that he did entrust it to Kamala Harris, and she's been too busy going on late-night television to spend time at our border and see what's happening and how it's affecting. Again, that's not very far from Oklahoma. We see the effects of it as well. In fact, I have a relative who's actually working. She's a healthcare professional. She's working in some of the camps that they have for the children, and the conditions are really deplorable. And I'm very saddened that you know, Vice President Harris has waited this long, and only thank goodness for Donald Trump deciding to go, because I genuinely believe that there's no coincidence that after he makes his announcement that he's going, that she all of a sudden has decided to go. I think the timing of it is suspect. I'm glad she's going. She needs to be there. But we need more than a photo op. We need solutions. We need to secure our border. It's a matter of national security, and the first order of any government is keeping people protected. We have to know who's coming into our country. And if COVID taught us anything, it's that we have to be able to secure our borders, every single one of them, not just the Mexican border, every point of entry. We have to be able to secure it, or it can create, you know, life-changing challenges for not just our economy, but for our way of life.
Are you starting to see illegal immigrants in your communities there in Oklahoma?
Well, we certainly have had some. When I was during my days in the legislature, because of the federal government's unwillingness to act, we worked as a state legislature to pass immigration reform to you know, beef up the opportunity for the state police and for local police to actually do their jobs to keep Oklahomans protected where the federal government had failed. So you bet there's been an increase in illegal immigration across the entire United States. And unfortunately, because we don't know who's coming across our border, we don't know how many are here. And you know, and the sad part is, you know, I'm not one of these guys that thinks that everybody who comes across the border is evil, but they are lawbreakers. They broke our law. We need to know who's here. They need to get in line. You don't get, because you live, you know, close to the Mexican border, you don't get to jump in front of the guy who's coming from Africa or who's coming from the Middle East or who's coming from other places who've followed our system, who've had major background checks. We know who they are. We know what their philosophies are. And we know that they're going to actually add value to our country and to our culture. We know that for those folks. But these folks that are coming across our border illegally, we don't know what they're doing. And there's already been reports that, you know, terrorists are exploiting that weakness in our border. And unfortunately, the Harris-Biden administration, at this point, they've done absolutely nothing to fix the problem. In fact, they've only ignored it.
TW, thanks so much. Really appreciate you coming on. Continued success down there in Oklahoma. I appreciate you coming on. I guess we'll have to have you on again.
You tell me when. I love it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, TW. TW Shannon, CEO of CCB Bank down in Oklahoma, former Oklahoma Speaker of the House, and a Republican National Committee surrogate. Stay where you are. Believe it or not, all of this talk about crime and the Biden speech this afternoon, which, by the way, was, I mean, it was underwhelming. I mean, I thought it was awful. We'll talk a little bit more about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I social distance because I want to see my friends.
I wear a mask to protect myself and the people around me.
I wash my hands frequently so I can return to school safely.
If taking these precautions means I can see my friends and return back to school,
let's all do our part.
Let's stay safe at school, Nevada.
Stay safe at school, Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you got to see the president this afternoon? I will tell you, I was incredibly underwhelmed. I thought the president sounded tired, distracted. He just didn't sound very good. His voice wasn't strong. He just wasn't very good. Anyway, but the president spoke about crime, and the reason he did is because all of us are talking about crime, and the fact that our cities are being ravaged by all kinds of violent crimes. Gun crimes, and of course he immediately made it into a gun grab. His little speech, he made it into a gun, really a gun confiscation. We need to have less people owning guns, because there are a lot of people that are owning guns that aren't capable of doing that. I will tell you, it was you know, I totally understand where he was coming from, but the messaging that he gave was so wrong. For instance, one of the things that progressives are going nuts about